Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, here's a figure I never heard before, which is how much of my insurance premium is going on compensation payments. And we're told on the front of the Irish Independent that compo payments swallow up €45.50 of every €100 that we pay in our car insurance premium. And insurers are taking a €46 cut for costs and profits. This is according to a new analysis by the Law Society, which is accusing the insurance industry of failing to pass savings on to consumers. And obviously the insurance industry is always going to blame legal fees and the lawyers and compensation for why premiums are so high. Now the lawyers are blaming the insurance industry themselves. So there's a right little row going on. Legal costs, according to the Law Society, make up another €7.60. So for your €100, €45 is coming out for compensation, €46 is coming out for costs and profits, and €7 is coming out for legal costs. Doesn't leave much in the way of savings for us as consumers trying to buy our motor insurance. Irish Examiner on the front page says the government should ban all commercial sunbeds as there's no safe level of exposure to UV radiation. This is the Sunbed Working Group, which is recommending the outright ban of sunbeds. We were talking about sunbeds on the show yesterday, and the working group says that removing all commercial sunbeds and introducing an education campaign would cut down on deaths from skin cancer. Quite extraordinary that we still have so many commercial operators, but it is legal right now, albeit with some restrictions, but they want sunbeds banned. The Irish Examiner also says that rising energy prices in the wake of the war in Iran are likely to persist for some time and could be greater than the price hikes following the war in Ukraine, according to the ESRI. So that's the warning from the ESRI. We also have a warning from the Central Bank as well about how inflation could rise. That's on the front of the Irish Times. Consumers are facing months of rising prices. In good news, though, if you have a private jet, well, you are going to get some help from the government. Obviously, this affects so many people here in Ireland. Your private jets are going to get a fuel tax cut. I mean, talk about tone deaf. The Irish Daily Mail, the government is cutting excise duty on private jet fuel. This was in the energy supports package this week. I suppose it was quietly done. I don't remember our ministers and the Taoiseach coming out talking about private jets, but it seems it was part of the energy support package, the €250 million energy support package. And that package, by the way, was there to protect our most vulnerable. I'm not sure many of our most vulnerable have private jets, but anyway, if you do have one, you're getting a fuel tax cut, according to the Irish Daily Mail. And the opposition, I'm sure, will jump up and down about that particular story. But I see that the Daily Mail going with that on the front page. Sorry, I've just spilled my water all over the studio. So welcome to Thursday morning. Irish Daily Star on the front page. Let's take our Troy colour back. Junior Sports Minister Charlie McConlogue has called on Ireland players and fans to do the nation proud and reclaim the tricolour from far-right hate groups who've tried to hijack it. He made the call as 6,000 excited fans descend on Prague for tonight's crucial World Cup playoff with Czechia. And then the Irish Sun on the front page, Czechia Our Law is the headline. The Green Army has taken over Prague as Ireland dreams of a crucial World Cup playoff win over Czechia tonight. I saw a guy on the news last night, I think it was on Virgin Media News, who has packed in his job and sold his car to go over to Prague for this game. So let's hope the result goes his way, because he's facing a big headache when he gets home. By the way, Niall Quinn, former Irish international, will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to whip up a bit of a frenzy and a bit of excitement before the game tonight. So tune in to Niall Quinn. Inside the papers, the Irish Times says the Diocese of Kerry has had to apologise after a priest, this was a visiting missionary priest, told people attending Mass in one of its parishes, get ready for this, that autism was caused by evil demons. The comment was made by a member of the Franciscan Friars when celebrating a Mass in Northwest Cork, which is part of the Diocese of Kerry. And one Mass goer told the Irish Times that people in the congregation were taken aback when the priest said autism is caused by evil demons. Apparently people were shocked that he would say such a thing. And the following day, another member of the order apologised for the comments while saying Mass in the same parish. So now the diocese has apologised for that comment. Over 65s are happy and so are homeowners. This is in the Irish Times. It tells us that people who are over 65, retired professionals and homeowners are the happiest people in Ireland. And then the least happy people are those in the earliest stages of their career, if they're renting or unable to work due to long-term illness or disability. They're more likely to be down or depressed. These are figures from the CSO released yesterday. Over 65s, the happiest, followed by people 25 to 49, the most likely to feel downhearted. Good news if you are one of those who has to wash a lot of clothes at home, because the Times of London tells us that scientists in China have developed a new spray-on coating for clothes, which means that you don't need any sort of detergent or wash, really. Basically, what you do is you spray on this coating, and what it does is it stops dirt and stains from adhering to the fabric, allowing them to be cleaned on a simple rinse cycle that requires no detergent at all. It's basically a self-cleaning spray and would allow people to wash their clothes in 18% of the time it normally takes to do the laundry. The innovation would be particularly beneficial to the environment as well, because obviously we know about detergent and microplastic wastewater. So you get rid of all of that if you don't have any detergents at all. So we will see how we get on. Not for the first time they've done this in China. Back in 2011, they said they had made clothes that would clean themselves when exposed to sunlight. Although that was in 2011, I haven't seen those clothes on the market just yet. Final story is about emojis, never far from the headlines. And the Mail tells us that many of us are suffering from emoji overkill, and some people are using them in place of words altogether. Now, I have said before that I think the thumbs up is a very, very rude response when you send someone a text. And nearly three quarters of people find icons infuriating, and 57% say they are used passive aggressively by senders, according to a study. Half of people are fed up of getting a single thumbs up rather than an actual reply, while two thirds say that the love heart emoji is just an insufficient response. The poll found the most annoying emoji is the thumbs up one. 22% of people see it as blunt, lazy and rude. Also, people find the aubergine emoji rude and blunt. And in third place is the woman dancing. 20% aren't sure what that means. Is it celebration, sarcasm or something else? And the cowboy hat face and the tick are also among those that irritate us the most. More about that in the Mail.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.